prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and my golly, hang on to your seats tonight. There's a lot of news coming your way. And I know most of y'all are going to want to copy this CD. Let us know if you want it, but it's $10.50 a copy. Give it to you as soon as possible. You make all the copies you want of it. But anyway, before we go to our guest tonight, Deborah Tavares, who last week asked if she'd come on right away because she has much to share with you. We're going to bring up in a few minutes. But before I do that, don't forget tomorrow is office day. And by the grace of God, I'll be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern to take your phone calls, answer questions. You can place orders with Crystal if you can do it and help get with the donation. We sure appreciate that. But you can call tomorrow and order the REM sleep or the video on that absolutely proves why the hyped up hoax coronavirus is. It's available in backyard medicine books available. All that stuff that we have all the products we still always had, folks. The vitamin toothpaste, mouthwash, all that's here. I'm going to skip right on through that and tell you that again that, we'll be in office tomorrow. So don't forget that. You can call us at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, you'll call us at 304-846-4448. That'll save us a few dollars every month, folks. 304-846-4448. Call the office. And don't forget, tonight on shortwave on 6115, we're there because Melody Seastrom with Discount Gold and Silver is paying for it for us, folks. It's a gift to the ministry. You can call her if you like and ask her questions, and I wish you would, for your sake, at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. I also want to say hi to Truth Be Told Radio Network, who's carrying this broadcast now every night. Kevin Gallagher out of Connecticut carries this program on his network that covers the world, by the way, folks. Truth Be Told Radio Network is carrying this broadcast, so I want to thank him for doing that. I truly mean that. It's a blessing. Now, we're going to go to our guest in a minute, but I got to share one thing with you before we do that. I was sent today, and this doesn't surprise me, although I think it's revealing, to say the least. We all know that the CARES Act, where all the businesses supposed to get a bailout, and everybody got a $1,200 check, supposedly, and the children got a $500 check, whatever it was going to be playing for the people, you know, when all this come down. The CARES Act supposedly was rushed through the House and Senate and passed, so we get it out to the people right away because they knew it was going to need it. Guess when that was introduced? That act, H.R. 748, CARES Act, H.R. 748, look it up for yourself, CARES Act, was brought before the House by Representative Joe Courtney, Democrat from Connecticut, on January 24th, 2019. It was enacted, of course, on 3/27/2020. Now, pay attention again, folks. The CARES Act, H.R. 748, was introduced and ready to be put into law over a year before this happened. H.R. 748, CARES Act, the 116th Congress, it was introduced by Representative Joe Courtney, Democrat from Connecticut. Again, introduced on January 24th, 2019, put in action March 27th, 2020. Now, that is how this was planned. This is how it was done. And the masses will never believe it. And most of them don't care. We're going to guest tonight, Deborah Tavares, folks. And all I can say is when she comes on the radio, people are listening so intently. Many of them order copies of CDs, and I'm glad you do, to make copies for your friends. Because this lady is a bundle of information, and I'll bring up right now, I'm going to turn her loose. But remember, folks, this was planned, and the law was brought forth over a year before this happened. We are in deep doo-doo here, and I'm telling you, I'm going to say this very clearly, it's going to get a hell of a lot worse. So, Deborah Tavares, welcome to the next program. Come on in.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Butch. And for all of you that are listening, Pastor Butch asked me how I was doing today, and I must say that I have days where I do experience truth trauma, and today is one of those days. I am a purveyor of documents and evidence-based documents, and going through those documents, wanting to know what is planned for us, it is diabolical, and I'm going to go over some of that right now. Now, this is not necessarily in order of the severity of what we all face, but it is something that we all must know. We're going to need to rally in networks and neighborhoods to survive what is coming up on all of us. And that will mean many things. And Pastor Butch, about 10 minutes at the conclusion of the program, I want to talk about some of the ideas that many of us in our network have to survive what is heading towards us. And I want to just talk about some of the things right now that we have to look for and look at. Many of you know that the WHO has threatened to remove family members from homes, and that Dr. Michael Ryan, the executive director of the World Health Organization, recently explained to the world that due to the coronavirus health pandemic, governments around the world would need to start knocking on doors of households and removing family members by force and isolating them. This is child theft. This is family theft. This is chaos. And we're going to talk about how this was done back in history in a little bit here. But a comment about that and a quote, now we need to go and look in on families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them. So pursuant to the WHO, which again is not a purveyor of health, it is an organization run by the controlling top 1% of the 1%. Pursuant to the WHO, Oregon Department of Health is to remove children from a home if a parent is infected with coronavirus. And this is on behalf of the World Health Organization, the WHO, and what they're saying is that the executive director, again, Michael Ryan, and he's in Oregon, he's slated to remove children from homes and place them in substitute care when parents are deemed unable to support them. This is child theft. This is how they're doing it. They're harvesting our children based on a lie, based on a lie. They go on to say that governments will go door to door looking for people infected with coronavirus, and if found, now we need to go and look in and find those family members so that may be sick and remove them and isolate them. So this is, again, the chaos that is going to become the door-to-door separation of families. This is truly war. Now, I'm looking at another document, and I will not go through it completely with all of you now, but it is from the World Economic Forum, and it is from the Frontier 2030, the Fourth Industrial Revolution for Global Goals platform. And they define global goals as being sustainable development goals. And Microsoft is involved in all of this. Microsoft is involved. So is PricewaterhouseCoopers. And what they're telling us in these technology sustainable development goals is that technology is going to be used to bring in sustainable development for the entire world. And we can see that happening now. We know that sustainable development are lawless corporations and statutes, and they're based upon fraudulent science, creating target dates for cities to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and more, aka CO2 emissions, to prevent climate change. And we already know that over 31,000 American and Russian scientists both stated that they could reduce our greenhouse gas emissions 100% and that it would have no effect on the climate. In fact, CO2 is necessary for all life on the planet, or the planet would perish. Now, the federal and state governments are not real. They are privately owned corporations called governments. The judges are privately employed administrators called judges, and the law is nothing more than their corporate regulations called statutes. All laws created by these government corporations are private corporate regulations called public law or statutes, codes, and ordinances to conceal their true nature. Now, I want to talk about many things on the program, but I want to go back in time because we're always hearing the quote, history repeats itself. The only difference, by and large, with the history that I'm going to talk about back in 1977 is that we have weapons systems that were not fully disclosed in 1977, albeit there was weather control, or as they call it, geoengineering and weather modification, which is the deliberate large-scale manipulation of the Earth's climate. And we're going to talk about that because we have a very dire fire warning for the entire Western United States after we go over a bit of history and how it repeats itself. Now, I'm going to go over what happened in this event in 1977, and it's going to sound very similar to what is happening now. There were mass detentions and hunger. Now, the mass detentions now here are to shelter in place. This is a detention. We are all being constrained. That is what has occurred. Massive hunger and joblessness and unemployment rates are skyrocketing. Businesses are collapsing worldwide. The economy is tanking completely. And this is through detention, taking of jobs, creating hunger. And I can say that when you see these soup kitchens going in around your communities to feed those that no longer have food, that's, of course, to take the edge off so that worldwide we're not seeing the massive hunger that's intentionally being created right now. And back in 1977, that's also what was done. They took photographs while soup kitchens were feeding the children so that the world would not see the enormity of the hunger. They were in a state of siege. We are in a state of siege, controlled by fear, and so were they. They could not meet in groups of more than eight back then in 1977. We're not allowed to meet in groups either, and we're supposed to social distance by 6 feet. And families disappeared, and families were separated. I was just talking about families being separated because of COVID, the same thing. People back then felt there was no future. Their futures had been taken. Math professors and other teachers and other doctors literally lost all their jobs, and in order to eke out a very meager living, they sought minor monies from road repair. Their self-esteem was diminished, and they were talking about how they're living in a most painful hour. We are also all living in a most painful hour in our history. They talked about how there were informers performers everywhere here now in the United States and beyond. See something, say something. Take pictures of noncompliance. Send them to your local code enforcement and report what you see. This is what is happening now in the United States. This is a repressive, deadly dictatorship. Also back in 1977, they reduced the resources to the cities and they reduced water access and electricity access. We are having water reduced and rationing soon. This is all part of the sustainable development goals are to reduce all resources. We are not to use resources more than our vital needs. And anything beyond vital needs is considered immoral. Also, they talked about how 40% back in 1977 were unemployed, and a consistent struggle for survival. This is what we're seeing now here with the absolutely astronomical, intentional unemployment that has occurred here in the United States and worldwide. Back then, they had 20% unemployment, and the controllers needed this inhumane system so that they would be safe, and those that were being suppressed were never, never safe. Back then, too, they talked about, as I mentioned, the soup kitchens to ward off starvation, to protect the regime from the outrage and starvation that would be seen if they weren't giving people food. I alluded to that a moment or two ago. That's what we're seeing here now. So that we won't see the devastating ramifications of those that are hungry. They were caught in a web of a police state back in 1977. We are as, but even worse. And they talked about how strong should destroy the weak. And the process, mass repression. Interesting, back in 1977, and I'll tell you where this was when I finish in a moment. But people were able to earn $66 per month. I want you to think about $66 per month. The retired people were barely able to survive on their $33 per month. Those are Illuminati numbers. Make no mistake. They were undermining the dignity of all men, women, and children. And so, as in the cities, so was in the country under land reforms. They literally stole the land from 250,000 people who failed to collect enough points. They weren't able to participate in farming the lands. They were tossed off the lands. They were all commenting back in 1977 that they had gone back 40 years. And strong destroy the weak. No work, no money, no food. We did not speak up. And if we did not speak up, nothing would have ever been done. It was a rule of terror, a vicious rule of terror. We're all in that now. Make absolutely no mistake. We're in a rule of terror. I want to also tell you what I found in a recent document from the World Bank, and this is just horrific, and I also found this out of the Rockefeller Foundation as well. They said that the COVID-19 pandemic has placed a spotlight on the failure of the American dream, geared towards rapid tracking and predicting the direction of a pandemic, and governments track how they are responding and managing their response. They say that families are facing economic collapses and challenges. The COVID-19 pandemic has again placed a spotlight on the failure of the American dream. 40% of Americans lack $400 in savings to address emergencies. Nearly 40 million Americans struggle with food insecurity, with 30 million school children across the country relying on school meals for subsistence twice a day. So in 1977, this dictatorship was as a result of the Reagan administration collapsing intentionally the Chilean government and replacing the Chilean government with a military strong arm, General Pinochet. And this is about the Chilean revolution. And we are in a revolution right now. I was just told last week that there is a new disease. A new disease. It's the disease of despair. And I can tell you, Big Pharma will find, certainly they will find suppressive medications so that we can ride through the culling and the intentionality of this collapse upon the United States now and worldwide. Now, Pastor Butch talked about how the CARE Act was literally in place a year prior to it even coming to light. So were many documents that told us what was going to happen to this country prior. Everything has been a script. It's like writing a script for a movie. You have to have a script in order for the movie and all the actors to conduct what they're trying to portray. I have a most important video up on stopthecrime.net, and I would wish that everybody please listen to it. It is called COVID Lockdown, Global Bankruptcy, a Plan. Again, go to stopthecrime.net. Go to the video YouTube channel. Please subscribe. Listen to this video carefully. It explains the Rockefeller Foundation pre-script writing scenario planning of this pandemic and what would ensue when we were brought to our knees as we are now. We face such a massive transition as a result of this intentional takedown beyond what any of us can contemplate, hence the disease of despair. I want to continue with something very, very important. It is a massive fire warning for the western United States. And, of course, many of you know that I live about an hour north of San Francisco in Sonoma County. And we have had fires, massive loss of housing, massive loss of life from 2017, 2018, and 2019. We all suffer from the smoke, which is also a weapon. Also, you know that Australia was burning too. Many areas worldwide were and will be on fire. This is the plan. You don't get sprayed by heavy overhead aerial death dumps with chemicals, with strontium, barium, and aluminum, and not have fires that are accelerated by these heavy metals and more as they rage through our homes and through our communities and burn us out. Now, I want to go over this. This, again, is an alert. It's a fire warning to all. Their plans to burn us up from 2020 and beyond, and how we must prepare. We do have a video up on stopthecrime.net. It's called Fire Community Meeting. Please look through our recent videos and take a look at that. We were talking with a 30-year retired fire captain that was giving us ways in which we could survive on our properties when fires were in our counties. Now, of course, this does not mean you stay on your property when the fire is coming down on you, because there are many, sadly, components to fires now that none of us could have ever imagined. None of us. Lots of new technology that is now certainly part of the embers that are coming down on people as well. Nanobots, hived nanobots, electric nanobots and embers and more. to the traditional fire that comes down and burns us. I have a YouTube up, and I actually thought of Pastor Butch when I named it. It's called Fires, This Is War. And it's a 15-minute video that's up on StopTheCrime.net. We are walking through the last burn zone here in Sonoma County of the Kincaid Fire. We were being tracked and monitored while we were walking through that war zone. And I would certainly ask for everybody to take a look at this. Our trees are burning from the inside out because of the heavy metals that the small roots have been taking up. You can think of it as a bad case of cholesterol and heart disease. But these trees explode from the inside out. The majority of our trees are standing dead. They are standing dead. This is why there's that huge effort to replant trees. Well, there's no point in replanting trees that are continually sprayed on daily or however often they are in your community with the overhead aerial chemtrailing. Certainly our meteorologists lie to us when they report the weather. They lie. They lie. They're not meteorologists. They are reporting from the Rothschild script of weather making. This is what is happening. So this fire warning to all, the plans to burn us up from 2020 and beyond and prepare, goes like this. And I found this and a document as well. On April 18th of 2020, it was an article in the Washington Post. And it says, Southwest faces first human-caused mega drought. Now, they're talking about anthropogenic global warming. Too many people using too much stuff, and we've caused climate change. Now, for everybody that has heard, of course, climate change is the result of weather weapon technologies that are being used upon us and then being reconfigured into the vocabulary of climate change, natural climate change. It is not. It is a weapons system. So let's talk about what they're telling us about this mega drought. They're telling us that climate change study shows phenomenon is worst impact observed in the U.S. in the past 1,200 years. In the past 1,200 years. They say a vast region of the western United States, extending from California, Arizona, New Mexico, north to Oregon, Idaho, and beyond, is in the grips of the first climate change induced. We'll pick it up on the other side.
Okay, hang on the break. Back at the break.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Strobel Foods, the only Strobel food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best Strobel foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Alrighty, folks, we are back, and you notice I'm trying to keep my mouth shut as much as possible because she has so much information to share with you. Don't forget, we'll be in the office tomorrow, and don't forget that next Saturday, the 16th, we're going to have our church dinner. And if you'd like to come, if you're close enough, come visit with us. We'd like to, for you to come visit us. This will be the last night that I announce this because we want to know who else is coming no later than Monday of next week. If you plan on coming and see us at Bible study and staying for church dinner, we'd love to have you. Call us tomorrow in the office at 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448 and say we're going to be there. We'll put an extra steak in the oven for you, and you can by and spend an afternoon with us and Bible study and fellowship with us. And if you like, you can be in a picture that we're going to send to our governor, attorney general, speaker of the House, and Senate president about who we are, how we stand. We're not backing up. Now, folks, this is going, God forbid, but I know it's going to happen. It's going to go to bloodshed because some people are going to say no. They're going to say hell no. It's going to go to bloodshed. And it has to come to that. Tyrants don't back down just because they know you're right. Understand that. They never have, never will. Deborah, you go ahead.
Well, that's absolutely right. And I want to continue with the Southwest United States and how they're saying we're facing the first human-caused mega drought, the worst in 1,200 years. Now, they're only saying the Southwest United States, but in the climate action plans that I have reviewed, and I have reviewed thousands throughout the world, fire is a commonality of climate change, and it's also a commonality of increased frequencies in areas that it increases the electrification of the environment, and it becomes highly combustible, along with the days prior to massive fires or any type of weather-related attack on us, were very heavily chemtrailed. They need energy to create the energy of fire, tornadoes, certainly the rain that we have that is flooding us out. They need energy. So for all of you, you must look up, see what's in the sky, and then you can figure out that you're going to be attacked. They must sequester the energy necessary to create these assaults with the weather weapons. But let's go on into this first climate change based on human cause mega drought in 1,200 years. Here's what they said. A vast region of the western United States, extending from California, Arizona, and New Mexico, north to Oregon and Idaho, is in the grips of the first climate-induced mega drought observed in the past 1,200 years, a new study now shows. The findings mean that the phenomenon is no longer a threat to millions to worry about in the future, but it is already here. And I will tell you, these are my words, they're going to burn us out even more. They go on to say, the mega drought has emerged while thirsty. Expanding cities are on a collision course with water demands of farmers and environmental interests, posing nightmare scenarios for water managers in fast-growing states. Now, let's talk about something most important. It's called primary water. One of the, certainly one of the most important things that all of you can do that are able to is drill and get to primary water. Please go to our website, primarywater.org, and understand what getting to primary water looks like. You'll see some videos of what it looks like. I have been on several primary water drills myself. So we need to get to water. It's up to us. Our firefighters and CAL FIRE, the heads of the fire agencies, work for the global elites. They all believe and are following the rules of sustainable development. And so with that in mind, it's important to understand those first-line responders, they may be and are often very good and decent, hard-working people, but they take orders from higher up. And we know that many of the backfires that are set that certainly create even more monstrous flames and other aspects of putting out fires with the toxic retardants. And while we're being chemtrailed, heavily sprayed overhead, we have fires raging. So let me get back to this report. This is a warning, a massive warning that I need all of you to help get out far and wide, and you need to understand how you can harden your home for fires. They say that, again, that the water demands of farmers, which is one of the reasons they're taking out the farms, because this is sustainable development. They're moving us into an entirely new food distribution system of GMO and biofoods. This is via an executive order. But they talk about how the mega drought is broadly defined as a severe drought that occurs across a broad region for a long duration, typically multiple decades. Multiple decades. They're going to throw us into a drought, tell us we have no water, and force relocation of people off of properties because they will tell them they are running out of water and it is not safe. The health departments will tell them, force them to relocate because the health departments also work for the corporate structure. It's most important, and I will remind everybody on every single show who your local health departments are. It is a corporation, and the state public health institutions are private for-profit corporations doing business. Medical clinic records are reviewed by state public health departments, which are for-profit corporations listed on Dun and Bradstreet, who receive money and compensation from the Center of Disease Control to perform their functions. The state public health departments and recommendations and actions are influenced by the fiscal health of their corporations. The CDC, this is extremely important because we're hearing about how the CDC is telling all of us worldwide how to manage this pandemic. Do not forget what I'm going to be saying to you right now. The CDC is a private, for-profit corporation doing business. The CDC is not a government health advocacy organization. It is a corporation listed on Dun and Bradstreet and headquartered in the state of Georgia. It has ties to the pharmaceutical industry. Therefore, their recommendations are influenced by the fiscal health of their corporation. Also, I want everyone to take a look at the presidential task force that you hear often, and Fauci and all of the other task force members. They are all working for the corporate structure to mandate a global vaccination upon every living person on this planet. Make no mistake. This is the goal. They're telling us here in California, our governor is telling us, if we want to get back to work fully, it's going to have to be after they have the vaccine. And they're opening up here and there a little bit, but I want to say this. Your governors are all involved in this mask charade. They're lying. They are outright being untruthful to all of us. The mayors and governors all work for the vision of sustainable development. They are perpetrators of the highest sins against mankind. I kid you not. I can't emphasize that enough. Your mayors go to conferences. They have visions for America. They're bringing them in and initiating them in each and every town everywhere. We once were going to meetings. You'll see many of the meetings that we've attended on StopTheCrime.net. Now, of course, everything is no longer on site. And we were noticing in October and November, while we had the big fire here in Northern California, the Kincade Fire, that the County Board of Supervisors' offices were hardening up against the public. They were putting in bulletproof glass separations. They brought in TSA to manage the admitting people into the meetings. Now they don't even need to do that because they're not meeting in those buildings anymore. And that is also a goal. The telecommuting, education, tele-everything was a goal. In fact, it was a worldwide impact of ongoing IT and a revolution upon society, where, in fact, everything was to be and is telecommuting, tele-shopping, tele-entertainment, tele-travel, tele-education, telemedicine, telecommerce, telepolitics, and telesocialization. Make no mistake, these were all scripted out. When I went over many times throughout the years the NASA war plan that we have on StopTheCrime.net, it is about 100 or so pages. It talked in detail about the pandemics and the way in which war would be conducted. It would be a silent weapons system of warfare using bioweapons and germ warfare and viruses and prions, etc., versus shock and awe of bullets. We've been told all of these types of attacks would occur, and they are. They are. I want to also talk about the transition from our currency. But before, well, I'll actually bring that in right now. This is most important. Many of you probably have heard about the Microsoft patent. They filed for a patent for crypto mining system using body activity data. And the last five numbers of their patent is 60606. That is 666. That is Microsoft. They are 666. Make no mistake. The full patent number that has been assigned to them under this request is W02020606066. You can just type in Microsoft Files Patent for Crypto Mining System Using Body Activity Data. And they tell us that they published a patent dubbed Cryptocurrency System Using Body Activity Data on March the 26th. This paperwork details a method of crypto mining which exploits data associated with a user's body activity to exercise a new form of proof of work. The document goes on. I won't go into it further, but I want to also tell you that IBM, who was the source of identifying prisoners in World War II, is also in the process of filing for a patent for a self-aware token to record events of offline transactions. In other words, the cryptocurrency will be equivalent to cash, and they're replacing cash so they can track and monitor every single transaction, everything we do, every move we make. We will be tracked and monitored. So the tech giant IBM, they said, was awarded a patent for the development of a self-aware token designed to record events of offline transactions, meaning where they can't track you. A patent document filed with the United States Patent and Trademark Office describes a system which relates to financial data processing in an electronic currency platform, as well as to processing e-commerce tokens, which have involved offline transactions to track and record events of offline transactions. The system incorporates a so-called self-aware token. Now, again, you can search this for yourself. Just type in IBM secures patent for self-aware token. I also want to go over the patents that are being used as bioweapons that the United States has patented. The AIDS was a U.S. patent. H1N1 was a U.S. patent. Ebola, also a U.S. patent. The swine flu, a U.S. patent. Zika virus, a Rockefeller Foundation. SARS, a U.S. patent. Coronavirus, U.S. patent, number 101-30701. Again, U.S. patent, 101-30701. AIDS is a U.S. patent. H1N1, also a U.S. patent. Ebola, a U.S. patent. Swine flu, and again, Zika, and I mentioned SARS. So I want to say that this is a silent weapons attack on all of us. This has been planned. Our monies have been stolen from us, us being the taxpayers, the slave payers. Now we are literally being disposed of. There's no more use for us when we're being replaced by technology and robotization and transhumanism. We are not needed. They're replacing all the gasoline, which they call fossil fuels. We'll stick with gasoline. But they're also eliminating all gasoline for cars, all propane, and wood burning, and diesel. Diesel-free by 33 is the mantra. They are collapsing the system. Our cars are going to be nothing more than paperweights. If you do not have supportive fuels, you do not drive your car. Hence the reason for electric cars. They need electricity on a massive scale to bring forth the technologies of absolute global control of every single thing. They need electricity. And that is why they put in the smart meter grid, and that is why they're lacing us with all of the 2, 3, 4, 5G systems. This is the future without many of us involved in this new future that's being created. So I want to continue on with what we were told a long time ago. I have a 4-part video YouTube series. I discussed this many, many times. But before I do that, I want to just go over what the climate action plans say in general. This is an example of a climate action plan out of Pennsylvania that I found a number of years ago. And again, I can't underscore the fact that the CDC is listed on Dun & Bradstreet, and it's a private corporation. And it's not established to serve the public or provide objective, safe policies, since the CDC's only purpose is their corporate bottom line. Now, I'm reading that again to you because I'm going to be talking about what they knew, the inflicted weather weapons systems called climate change would do to our health. And this is out of one of the pages from the climate action plan that I found again. It says this, climate change effect, increase in extreme heat events. Examples of human health risks in increased extreme health events or heat events is heat-related illness, death, worsening of chronic health conditions. They talk about increased air pollution, and the consequences to our health would be increased respiratory illness and seasonal allergies. Seasonal allergies are being intentionally caused. I hope you are all listening carefully. Climate change effect, again, intentional, changing the climate with weapons, okay? They talk about other effects, floods, droughts, wildfires, storms, changes in weather patterns. And they say this will cause injury, death, respiratory illness, waterborne illnesses, foodborne illnesses, displacement, stress-related disorders, mental health impacts, increased shift in infectious disease. This is all a plan. We have been weaponized by this government that is not a government. We are USA Inc. We are on the New York Stock Exchange. This country is doing business. We are, in fact, Earth Inc. COVID is a business model. It is a business model. I will continue. Climate change health effects, higher food prices, and food scarcity. This is all occurring now. They say increased hunger and decreased nutrition. We have been made very ill because of the poisons and toxins in our food supply. They tell us this in the climate action plans. They go on to say that there will be sea level rise, storm surge, longer red tides, toxic algae blooms in the ocean, and this will cause injury, death, wastewater system impacts, displacement, stress-related disorders, mental health impacts, poisoning from contaminated shellfish. Now, I found this a number of years ago when I have poured through, as I said, thousands of climate action plans that have been adopted by all of your treasonous representatives in all of your cities and counties, your health departments, your fire departments, the forestry departments, the all of those agencies are agencies working for the corporation, including the law firms. They're all working for climate change agendas. I have a very, very important video up. It is called Water Wars. And I'm trying to think of the rest of the name. Water Wars, Controlling Water for Power. I believe that's the name. It's on stopthecrime.net. I go over the details of the agencies that are involved, as well as I do with many of my videos. But it's very important to know that in the NASA document on page 52 pertaining to the silent weapon systems that we're all witnessing right now, they say
about 6 minutes left or so.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Silent weapons. They say some interesting veneer is now bioweapons and the bioweapon possibilities. They talk about funguses that grow to produce poisons that cause cancer. They will use this on us. It's called aflatoxin. And they go on, airborne varieties of germ warfare, Ebola, viruses, Lassa, etc. Binary agents distributed via imports. Binary agents are when they mix a number of toxins together. And they say even the imports of vitamins and clothing and food. We have poisoning in our clothing through many of the dyes, etc. They talk about long-term fingerprintless campaign as opposed to shock and awe. This is bioweapon war. This is what we face right now. Now, I quickly want to talk about the masks that many of us are being required to wear. We're required to wear masks here when we're unable to maintain 6-foot social distancing. The masks are extremely dangerous. It holds when you breathe out, it holds that carbon dioxide right up to your face and nose, and you breathe in that again. You're not supposed to breathe that back in. It's supposed to be expelled away from you. So it also reduces your oxygen intake as well, wearing these masks. Now, I know that for many, if you don't wear your masks, your picture is going to be taken. It's going to be sent in to the public health agency, and potentially you will be considered attempted murder of your neighbors. This is what now is occurring in the snitch campaign in our communities, because they're operating and getting all of these programs launched through massive fear. It is a massive, massive fear campaign. In fact, the NASA war document that I have alluded to, I have a half-page flyer that you can print off on stopthecrime.net. The actual document is called Warfare Strategy Document. The U.S. Air Force, DARPA, CIA, FBI, Southern Command, Atlantic Command, Australia Department of Defense, all our militaries are involved in this. And they tell us that there will be massive psychological and psy war, collateral damage and exploitation. That is what is happening. They're talking on page 66, increasingly critical are human limitations and downsides. We're all too large, and we're too heavy, and we're too tender, and we're too slow physically and mentally, and we require too much money, and we have decreasing to negative value added. The very next page, 67, talks about robots in the large. They talk about micro dust as a weapon, a mechanical analog to micron-sized mechanized dust, which is distributed as an aerosol and inhaled into the lungs. The dust mechanically bores into lung tissue and executes various pathological missions. They tell us in this document it's a completely new class of weaponry, which is legal. They talk about on page 45, beam weapons increasingly prevalent. Yes, we're being hit with directed energy weapons. Fires are being started that way. We're being absolutely slaughtered on this battlefield, and we are the enemy. It must be pretty obvious to all of you by now. It is to us. On page 50, it says the effects of low-power microwaves. And I have this document on our document tab on stopthecrime.net. It's the U.S. Army Walter Reed document, and it talks about all the effects of frequencies. They mention in this document behavioral performance degrading, and it'll cause seizures and gross alteration to brain function, reducing and increasing brain blood flow in your brain. This is strokes and heart attacks that are given to us as a result of the increased frequencies. And it says lethality. It goes on to talk about what is apparently legal. Microwave warfare, chemical warfare, psychological effects of via on our sensory organs warfare, which includes smell, etc. Chemical and personal incapacitation warfare. Massive psi war. Massive, massive psi war. That's what's happening now. Acoustic weapons systems being deployed on us, just like what was happening in Cuba, and mechanical micro dust. All legal. All legal. Go to stopthecrime.net, everybody. Please subscribe and hit the bell buttons for your notification when we send information out.
All right. Deborah, thanks so much, sweetheart. We'll talk to you soon again, okay?
Thank you.
God bless, honey. Folks, we'll see you off tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Love to hear from you. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.